The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 8:06 actually on AM 970. The Answer. Tom Mungier is president of the New York State Troopers PBA. We're going to be talking about officer morale with Tom, and then Paul DiGiacomo has been so eloquent in his tweets defending law enforcement through this mess that we're experiencing around America. He is the president. Paul's the president of the Detective Endowment Association, and we'll go to Paul. We'll go to Tom, but let me grab Harold on the phone. He's a dedicated listener from Raleigh, North Carolina, and we welcome you, Harold, to the show this morning, my friend. What is on your mind?
Good morning. My condolences to the Floyd family. I was listening to your prior guests, and anybody that came in touch with this officer in his 18 to 19 years who didn't get rid of him should also be implicated, because he was a ticking time bomb and he should have been gone a long time ago if he had that kind of a disciplinary record.
Yeah,
bottom line, they kicked the can down the road, and now you got a nightmare. Point number two, sir. There was young lady in Baltimore killed in December of last year, a beauty salon owner, young black woman, 22 years old, had two beauty salons and was shot and killed in broad daylight in her salon in front of a room full of people. The case is still open, and I didn't see any riots. I didn't see LeBron James popping off. I didn't see any of the civil rights attorneys showing up. I didn't see it. You didn't hear a peep out of them. You don't. And to me, my question is, when do Black Lives Matter? When?
Yeah. Harold, we so appreciate you listening, my friend. God bless you and Godspeed. And that's right on the money. When I saw Memorial Day and 10, please, after being lectured in this pandemic fiasco, you know, this whole pandemic ruse, shut down, stay in the house, and the mayor of Chicago, you know, just in a very mean manner, lecturing people what you can do, what you can't do. And then in Chicago, 10 young black kids die, black-on-black violence, Memorial Day, not one peep. Harold, you're right on the money, and we're privileged to have you as a listener on the show, my friend. 808 with Joe on the radio. Let's go to Tom Mungier. He is the president of the New York State Troopers PBA. Tom, thanks for your service, and our best to the New York State Troopers for doing the stellar job that they do in the huge, you forget how big New York is, man. And just so folks know where you're coming from, how involved have your members been in maintaining order in the state over the last few days?
Well, I appreciate it, Joe, and I thank you for your support for law enforcement. It means a lot.
Yes, sir.
Last couple of nights, as you know, we're deployed all over New York State for over 100 years. But the last couple of nights, we've been deployed by the hundreds to help in the upstate cities and New York City, to help the local police department, city police departments in those respective areas with their jobs, as we have in the past on whether it's 9/11 or prison break. The governor asks us to go somewhere, and we go.
So the morale among the troopers, Tom, I mean, I don't know how you do it, how the men and women of the New York State Police do it, how the New York Police Department is doing it. How is your morale among the troopers these days?
Well, listen, we're going to put on our uniforms every morning, go to work. We don't strike. We don't shirk our duties. New York City police officers, the same thing. But the problem is, it seems like every time we take a step forward, there's more laws passed or, more restrictions handcuffing us to do our jobs. Listen, what happened out in Minneapolis is appalling. There's not a police officer, a good police officer in this country anywhere that condones that. That's something that should have never have happened. It's something that looking at it, where that training come from, if it's or lack of training, that comes down to a department with background checks and training to weed out people like that. That guy should never have been a police officer to start with. But guess what? The rest of us now, the good police officers out there, are here cleaning up the mess, and we would like some support from the leaders up top.
You know what the folks don't understand, Tom, when the troopers, whether it's the New Jersey State Troopers, who we so appreciate, or the New York State Troopers, the depth of the organization is such where you investigate white collar crimes, for example. Do you see any intel currently where these protesters are coming from within the New York State Trooper organization?
Not really, because we're pretty much detailed to assist the local cities. For the larger cities outside in the rural areas, again, we're still patrolling. But it hasn't boiled down on my level. I'm just, hoping, praying that my people come home safe every night. So that's the biggest thing. If in fact that intel is created about the organization of some of these rioters, that's the word to describe them. What we're talking about is not the peaceful protesters.
That's right.
It's the rioters, the criminal opportunists out there looking there who bring hammers and Molotov cocktails to a demonstration.
It's so true. Tom Mongier is the president of the New York State Troopers, PBA. Before we let you go, sir, explain to us what the 50A provision is and why that's so important, Tom.
It's a law that was passed in the 1970s. It's codified under New York State criminal or civil rights law, and it actually protects our personnel jackets, from the public. And right now there's they want to change and release our personnel jackets to the public, which, again, if there's a sense of criminality, that can be something that's of public interest. However, my whole personnel jacket shouldn't be up to the general public to see.
Yeah, enough said. Tom, thanks so much. Our best to you, to the whole Troopers organization in New York State, the New York State Troopers, and to the PBA. And we'll talk soon, Tom. God bless. Godspeed.
Thank you, Joe. And again, your support is much appreciated.
Well, thank you. We got your back. Well, we're trying anyway. And let me go, if I may, at 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. We support law enforcement. And if you're listening and you're in your squad car and you're patrolling, we love you and we appreciate it. The men and women of the NYPD and of the New York State Police and the troopers and the New Jersey State Police and the Newark Police Department. We saw Jersey City and all the small towns throughout New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut and around the country. We appreciate it more than we could tell you. What you have to go through now. Just because one bad apple inflames this whole thing, we feel for you and we thank you for being so stoic at these times. Paul DiGiacomo has been great on Twitter. I've been following Paul. He's the president of the Detectives Endowment Association. Paul, you're a friend of the show. We welcome you back. You've been eloquent on Twitter, man. Thanks for speaking from your heart. That is much appreciated. For those of us who are mere citizens in New Jersey and New York, how you must be incensed these days watching what's unfolding.
Well, first, good morning, Joe, and thank you always for your strong support. It's greatly appreciated at these difficult times.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on now is terrible. You know, we've lived through these situations before in the late 80s and early 90s, and they bring back a lot of bad memories.
And what you have to go through. How would you describe the morale among the membership now, among the detectives in the NYPD, Paul?
Well, I got to tell you, they're out there doing a tremendous job. We speak about gathering intelligence these anarchists and these people that are out on the street. Our detectives are out there, and we are monitoring and we are identifying these people, and they will be arrested by our New York City detectives, if not very soon, but in the near future. We have an eye on them. Our detectives are out there on the front lines, at these details, and it's very difficult. And I think they're doing a tremendous, tremendous job. Every police officer out there is doing a tremendous job under these conditions. and why the politicians continue to try and beat us up when we're doing the best job in the country is beyond me. They make no sense. They disgust me, and they're opportunists. They're no different than the people at a demonstration. They're demonstrating, Joe.
Yep. How would you characterize the leadership we've seen from Mayor de Blasio, Paul DiGiacomo?
Well, you know, I think that we could stop these demonstrations much sooner than later. We have the best trained emergency service unit in the world. We have the best trained mounted unit in the world. And we have the best trained disorder control people in the world. And I think they should be utilized to shut these things down before they get out of hand. Let's just put them out there to do their job. That's what they're trained to do.
Yeah, you know what, too, Paul, and I got to be careful when I say this, because a lot of us just watch this, and you want to just say, take them out, take them down. And I guess you can. I mean, and again, if there were, snipers overlooking this, and what I'm reading online, people are just fed up. This is our country that's been taken over by, this is a concerted coup, Paul, what's happening right now. And you're telling me if, indeed, Mayor de Blasio said, okay, do your thing, you know, do what you do, you think he could shut this down pretty much overnight?
2 seconds. 2 seconds, these emergency services and these riot control police that we have in the New York City Police Department will stop this riot in no time professionally, and it will stop. They have the resources to do it.
God, for the love of God, I don't know why the politicians don't step up. What are they afraid of? They're just so afraid, but I don't want to put you in a position, because I know you represent the Detectives Endowment Association and all the great work that's being done by the NYPD, but politics, these people, they get involved, and they kept getting voted in like this, and then you have to deal with it. By the way, I know it was your members who investigated this Molotov cocktail attack, which led to those arrests. I mean, did you ever think you'd see that in this day and age?
Well, Joe, I was at the scene with the detectives investigating the case, but there was one detective that was in that van as well, along with a police officer, sergeant, and inspector. So we were at the scene and at the precinct, and I have to tell you one thing. The 7-1 detective squad that's up there, in particular our delegate, Joel Sixt, and his partner did a tremendous job with the Joint Terrorist Task Force, arson and explosion, the gun violence squad. There were so many detectives up there, along with our federal counterparts, investigating and putting a case together to prosecute these two individuals. If that Molotov cocktail would have went off, they would have been engulfed in that van in flames and burned to death. So this is no joke. And to have politicians come out and call for oversight of the NYPD's handling of these situations is utterly disgusting. And you want to call for oversight? I'll call for oversight. I'm calling on the Attorney General to do an oversight on the governor's handling of the COVID virus in these nursing homes. That's what we need an oversight on, not the New York City Police Department that's out there every day doing a great job under these difficult, difficult times.
You know, Paul DiGiacomo, right, you're right on the money. It's so true. When I heard that, I almost screamed. I mean, the governor says the NYPD needs even more oversight in the middle of all of this to say that. And then to go to Tish James, and Tish is, you know, she's a friend of the program too, but under Governor Cuomo, and I hate to make attacks, but really, if she's going to investigate the police, maybe they should think about the nursing homes first. It's just a suggestion, Paul, right? That's all you're making.
Absolutely.
It's a simple. My goodness gracious. You know, there's been a lot of discussion about the NYPD de-escalating these tensions. I mean, but how do you de-escalate when someone's in your face, Paul? They're in your face, spitting in your face like that. Oh, I'm telling you, I speak for America. I'm telling you right now. And when we see somebody doing that to a police officer, if that police officer, this should not happen. I'm not saying this should happen, nor is Paul DiGiacomo saying this. We just want that police officer to grab that person, throw him down on the ground, take him out. The reserve that you show, and if you're listening and you're a police officer out there, we love the reserve that they're showing is like nothing I've ever seen. Paul DiGiacomo, tell us about the courage of the people in the association in the NYPD, sir.
Well, they're doing an amazing job. You know, the bottom line is this, the reality is this, you need law and order. Once you lose law and order, not only the businesses burn, people get hurt. There are victims that are not part of this this protest or demonstration or riot that are going to be affected. Their children are going to be affected. The whole economy is going to be affected, and these people out there don't give two damns about it, and the police are the only ones that are going to stop it. If you don't want us to stop it, put us on the side and let them burn everything down and stop criticizing everything that we do.
Amen. Paul DiGiacomo, I'll tell you, eloquent spokesperson for the president of the Detectives Endowment Association. Keep the fight, Paul. You got the airwaves anytime, my brother.
Thank you, Joe. God bless.
God bless you, too, and Godspeed to you, Paul, and to law enforcement everywhere. And it's unimaginable what they have to go through. And you know what gets me? I'm going to go to break, I know, guys. And then we could take your phone calls, 877-970-2999. What makes me crazy, you hear about it. The license plate of these people coming in to our city, to our states, you know, and burning down buildings. And they're from out of town, man. They're coming from out of town. They're coming from all over. It's a concerted effort. And then you're going to handcuff the police to take care of them? Nah, it's time to get tough. We want to see the president of the United States stand up now and just, he's going to, quote unquote, literally read them the riot act, because this is just not going to stop. 877-970-2999. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads, traffic-wise, on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thank you. Let's go out to the island. Vets Highway southbound getting down toward Connecticut Avenue. That's an accident getting down into Bohemia. The LIE westbound right at Old Nichols Road. An accident there as well. Watch out for some stop-and-go traffic on DeKalb Ave getting out toward Malcolm X Boulevard here in Brooklyn. It's all due to some ongoing fire department activity. Still a lot of volume. Eastbound BQE heading up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Expect some delays on Spring Street downtown getting into Lafayette Street. That's ongoing police department activity. FDR Drive South, kind of busy down through the 70s. And let's see what's happening here as you take a ride to the inbound Holland Tunnel. Looks like you're easing up just a bit here because of the earlier police department activity over on Canal getting into Varick Street. We saw some extra heavy traffic at the Holland. That's finally easing up just a bit. Partly cloudy today, high of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher explains COVID numbers.
God willing, this coronavirus thing is going to continue to subside. It's an interesting thing to watch the media say, look at 20 states. Cases are increasing. And then you look at each state, they're talking about more positive cases. But of course, there is extraordinarily more testing going on. So you're going to have more cases.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Is that a faucet running? That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. You may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-972-3229. That number again, 1-800-972-3229, 1-800-972-3229. Call today. 1-800-972-3229.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe tells you about ReliefFactor.com. You say you're in pain. Well, you know what? We're not teenagers anymore. What? What? That's not a surprise. Aging, exercise. You know what? I hit those weights so heavy, boy, I'm paying for it now. Everyday living can create some kind of pain, a little crick in there, your shoulder in there, right? Your knee. How's your back doing? How's that neck, you know? That's why I love telling you about Relief Factor, you know, and it could be the real answer to your situation. You know, when you get your pain under control, you move more, you walk, you run, you play tennis and golf, and you're able to even sleep. You know what's great about when you get out of pain as a result, by the way, you're nicer to be around. You're not grouchy around the family, right? Oh, my gosh. Dad's got that. His back hurts again. Just take Relief Factor, please. Listen to, if you would, Jane's story.
I'm a 71-year-old active tennis player, and I do have some pain in different parts of my body, like my knees and sometimes my arm. But it is a miracle that when I take Relief Factor, I don't feel the pain. And I give it to my husband, too, and he seems to be getting good relief from it also.
You don't want to be the whiners. Remember Doug and Wendy Winer? Oh, my back hurts. Oh, my shoulder hurts. No, just take Relief Factor. They have this 3-week quick start, $19.95 from Pete and Seth Talbot. It's 100% drug-free. And about 70% of those who buy the 3-week quick start go on to order more. We want you out of pain. I want you out of pain. I want to be out of pain. We're all on this 3-week quick start. So please, the 3-week quick start is the first step. All right. Go to relieffactor.com. It's relieffactor.com. $19.95. 3-week quick start. You got to try it. Okay. 800-583-84. 800-583-84.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at am970theanswer.com.
This segment of the Joe Piscopo Show, sponsored by Incarnate Games.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio on AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. I apologize. You know, I've got a, you know what, this is what gets me, incenses me. I have computers that don't work. They're all made in China. In the name of God Almighty, can the president just invoke the Defense Production Act, make the computers in America? Look what we did with the ventilators at General Motors. Imagine that. Imagine what we could do. The computers would work. My HP computer, printer would work. My iPad would work. Now I got a Hewlett Packard that takes in all of your phone calls, and it is constantly broken. And when I tell you constantly, it's constant. And the only solution I have to that is to maybe buy something in America. Oh, that's right. They don't make one computer in America. Is there an American company that does anything? Shut it down, Mr. President. Take it home, Mr. President. Now's the time to step up with all this that's going on. You can invoke that Defense Production Act. We have to do this. It's an emergency situation in the stressed areas of the cities of the United States of America, and we're bringing the jobs in there. These corporate cats, man, don't they have any conscience? They go, our profit margin will be so much higher if we make this in Vietnam, if we make this in the Pacific Rim, if we make this in China, the profit margin, and look at our stock. That'll raise our stock price up like that. But you're losing America. You're losing America. I've been talking about it for 6 years. I forgive the frustration in my voice, but I know how to solve these problems. I'm old. You know this thing. You know these things. And my mission has been working with the at-risk youth of America. You know, within the Boys and Girls Clubs, within my original foundation, the Positive Impact Foundation, we would create positive media for at-risk kids. Think about that. Positive media for at-risk kids. When these kids now are watching a car burn in Minneapolis, when they're watching a CVS or an AutoZone store burning in Minneapolis, that sends the message, let me do it in Seattle, let me do it in San Francisco, let me do it in Oakland, let me do it in Brooklyn. It sends the message. And I'm telling you what, this sounds really too oppressive, but I would shut the networks down. I would say, if there's any violence, you can't broadcast it. I know it's a direct assault on all of our civil rights, but maybe you should shut that down. And how about this? Shut the internet down. It's like, I can never understand why Barack Obama when ISIS was they were tweeting all over the place. ISIS at their peak under the Obama administration, they had the ability to shut down the internet, and they did not. You could put a little bubble over that internet area, and they did not shut it down. You know, and then the president came in and took care of him, did what he had to do. He should do what he has to do within Antifa, within these people that are coming in, these from Iran, from Iraq, from Russia, from North Korea, from China. They're coming in there. They're causing this disturbance. It's the forgive me for being so blunt with these terms. I sound like Al Gattulo. The morons, the losers. These people that are, you see them on camera, they're lost souls, and they're just puppets of the people that are creating this chaos in America. Shut down the internet, and I'll tell you what, if the news organizations had any guts at all, they would not show this violence on television, because that violence breeds violence. Exactly what it does. Concentrate on SpaceX. Concentrate on NASA. Concentrate on the goodness and the greatness of America, what happened over the weekend. How great was that? Did you have tears in your eyes when you saw that rocket taken off? I got teary-eyed watching it with my girls. I'm going like, wow, that's us. That's who we are. No, the next minute, the news is showing a burning car in Minneapolis. And it's is it not the news's responsibility just to maybe not show that? I think we're in an emergency situation. It's up to the president now to say, this is a national emergency. I'm declaring a national emergency. And you know what? I'm in charge. Pulling Al Haig, man. What they said, Al, that's what I want. You need somebody like that. I swear to God, am I right or wrong? 831. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, I got to give a shout out to Frank and Al and to Debbie, certainly, for showing up and showing up early this morning, because they've been dedicated. They've been coming in throughout this pandemic, and now they're coming in throughout this nonsense here that we're going through, that we will get through these riots. So, Frankie, you're getting in and out of the city safely,
yes,
are you?
No need to thank me, though, but absolutely. It's great to be back.
I worry about you, man. So getting in and out, did you see something this morning when you came in?
No, it was pretty uneventful this morning. Yesterday when I was coming in, a little bit earlier, so I drove in around 2:30 or so, 2 o'clock, and you could see police vehicles and ambulances on the BQE and in the Gowanus rushing the other way. So I was coming towards Manhattan. They were going in the other direction. So, that was somewhat disturbing. But, no, it's been pretty uneventful for me. Knock on wood.
Well, thanks for being here, Frank. You've been doing a great job.
Sure.
And I know, you had Commissioner Couric on your show yesterday morning.
He was excellent. Great. He certainly said a mouthful. He agreed with you that George Floyd's killer should be charged with murder in the first degree rather than murder two or three. He also seemed somewhat surprised that de Blasio the previous day had, stuck up for the NYPD, because, as you might have seen, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others have been attacking the mayor for sticking up for the NYPD and defending the police vehicles seemed to drive into a crowd of protesters. And de Blasio pointed out that was all they could do to avoid a really dangerous situation.
You know what, Frank, to your point, and this is not the right thing to do, but I saw somebody I was talking to Al before we went on the air, and they're doing the video, the cell phone video of the police car. Oh, my gosh, look what the police car is doing. You know what? Get the heck out of the street. You don't blame the police. You go back to the source. The police are trying to save themselves. They're setting police cars on fire. They're standing on police cars. Oh, police. I'm telling you, it's a good thing. I'm telling you, if I was in office, I would be a lot more strict than de Blasio and Cuomo. I'm telling you right now. And I want to see the president step up. And it may be martial law, maybe not, but you got to do something. When the president's got to go to the bunker, for crying out loud. Hey, you know what? Before we break, Al, the one thing I want to see, Frank, is a protester with the mask and the backpack coming up to Al Gattulo's car as he drives out of town. That's what I'd like to see. Well,
you know what? In that instance, you have to be as calm as possible, because...
Oh, listen to Al. Seriously.
I mean, it can very easily escalate.
Let me take that mask off your face in a nice way.
You saw that in Queens.
Wow, I'm trying to be calm here, and you want me to invoke violence.
Right.
You know, look, if they wreck my car, they wreck my car. I can always go get another one. But, you know, at the end of the day, if I hit the guy with my car, guess what? I'm going to jail for manslaughter.
Right. You saw that in Queens, Joe, and it's the front page of the Daily News today, and it's all over the press with these cops taking a knee with the protesters and how effective that was in de-escalation. And you saw these protesters actually hugging and cheering these cops that were there to protect them. So I think you saw something similar in Iowa at some of the protests out there as well. So, you know, look, I mean, the police, at least in New York, the police response has been exemplary. And, you know, for Governor Cuomo and others to, you know, criticize the actions of the NYPD here, it's really reprehensible. And I think it was on Channel 5 this morning that Chief Monahan, he was asked about the things Cuomo's been saying, and then Monahan said, I think he should come out and stand side by side with the men and women of the NYPD that are getting rocks and bottles and stones thrown at them, holding restraint and still being able to keep the city from burning down. And I think, you know, Chief Monahan's words is exactly what we need to hear right now, and Governor Cuomo's are the exact opposite.
Yeah, you're right on the money. Thanks, Frankie. Thank you, Al. 835, Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. You know, we're going to go to Massimo Di Donna of the Carl Vincent Binney Memorial Fund, and we're going to spotlight on Staten Island's nonprofit community. Congressman Jason Lewis will join us, former Republican congressman from Minnesota, longtime Minnesota radio talk show host, and a Republican candidate for the United States Senate in Minnesota. I want to see what's going on with all the folks. Where's Ilhan Omar, by the way? Did she show up at all? I mean, really. Will Chesney, United States Navy SEAL and dog handler, who took part in the Bin Laden raid. He's the author of the new book called No Ordinary Dog. And when I mean, we're not hawking books. We're just telling you. People are kind enough to join us. I'm going to tell you the books that they wrote. All right? And Richard Nikocha is a friend. He's a co-owner of the Hilton Garden Inn on Staten Island. And I hesitate to tell you, but I have to tell you, July 31st was when I was going back to Lorenzo's. Best club in America is in Staten Island, and it's called Lorenzo's. I played it so many times. I mean, you've come out, and we have had the best times at Lorenzo's. We have canceled the show and are postponing the show at Lorenzo's because July 31st, because you know what? Because Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo will not open up anything. And our hands are tied. We're trying to go back to work. We're trying to do our business. I'm trying to step on stage. We're trying to do Richard trying to open up his restaurants, for crying out loud. Oh, my God, the pandemic. And then this, I mean, so Richard is doing a great job in the nonprofit arena of Staten Island. And we will highlight that in the 9 o'clock hour. And always your phone calls at 877-970-2999. You know what? We got this. So help me God. I'm not letting the pandemic get us down. I'm not letting these thugs, and yes, they are thugs, get us down. We're going to look back at 2020, and you're going to know what we're going to say. You know, we survived it. We survived it. And those who didn't survive, who were taken in, God forbid, we lives lost in the riots, lives lost from the COVID-19, the Wuhan virus. You know what? They are warriors. They're warriors in our goal to just make this a better place. And so help me God, we will get there. 837, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 8:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. MTA workers are getting millions more masks and gloves to help keep them safe during the pandemic. The transportation agency says the personal protective equipment will be given to all MTA workers, including bus, train, bridge, and tunnel workers, as well as MTA police. The PPE includes over 1 million N95 masks. MTA officials say the agency is working nonstop to supply the brave men and women on the front lines with the equipment they need to continue their heroic work. Hundreds of protesters against racism and police brutality from Long Island joined those asking for change throughout the nation. Over the weekend, they marched along South Oyster Bay Road in Plainview, many holding signs reading, "I Can't Breathe" and "Justice for George." George Floyd died a week ago in Minneapolis. During his arrest, Floyd was on the ground and an officer was seen on video with his knee on Floyd's neck. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's see what's happening on the thruway northbound, slowing down up through Newburgh with construction. Also 84 eastbound, that's busy getting out toward Patterson up in the Hudson Valley with ongoing road work there as well. Taking a spin to Saddle River Road. Saddle River Road getting out toward Oxford Ave. That's some ongoing construction here as you get out toward Fairlawn. And let's see what's happening on the Garden State Parkway northbound, still busy up through 151 with ongoing construction. Allerton Ave getting out toward Boston Road in the Bronx. Ongoing fire department department activity. Fire department activity continuing in Brooklyn on DeKalb Ave, getting out toward Malcolm X Boulevard. All lanes remain closed there. It's busy on the westbound BQE at Meeker Morgan. Construction going on. Eastbound BQE, still very busy getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Spring Street heading into Lafayette Street downtown. That's some ongoing police department activity. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered rules in effect. Partly cloudy today. High of 72. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how. Chris Tessine, veteran and former paratrooper, has teamed up with Jason Green, owner of Medicare Solutions and MagnaFlood, to help business owners open and restart their businesses after COVID-19. If you're a business owner, you know how important it is to get the economy back on track. That means opening our doors while finding a way to keep our customers and ourselves safe and healthy. That's where Medicare Solutions comes in. Medicare Solutions can provide your business with a touch-free biometric scanner. It's called the Checkpoint. Even if they're wearing a mask, all the customer needs to do is look into the screen. Easy, effective, and most importantly, safe. Medicare Solutions. Let's get the economy back on track. For more information, call 929-800-4205. That's 929-800-4205 today. Let's get America back to work.
As life gets back to normal and we start heading back to work, don't leave your leftover stash of toilet paper exposed to rodents. Send them packing the most humane way with Plug-In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic device that utilizes the active wiring in your home or business to keep rodents and pests away. 100% chemical-free and environmentally friendly. Just plug it in. It's that simple. My strongest performer, the Pro Unit, is good for most homes and small businesses up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. Is your home or business protected? If not, order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code PEST20 for 20% off. That's gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Gopestfree.com, promo code PEST20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. Oy. Oh, I love the house. So I picked up little Charlie, right? And I went and got Charlie, bring her home and to the house. And now she had not seen it since we Rhino Shielded the deck. Thank you very much. She pulls up, and even she noticed how great the house looks. I'll tell you what, Susan at Rhino Shield can make your house look brand spanking new. Brand spanking new. That's the way my house looks. And I don't even know how. She did the Rhino Shield of the home, and it looked beautiful, right? Remember when we got that done a couple years ago already? Then she goes, how about the deck? You got to do the deck. She did the deck. We went back and forth with the color. It's so much fun to do this, by the way. She picked that. Susan picked the right color. The house looks brand new. I put flowers up. Look at this. You know, little farmhouse looks brand spanking new. And now for you, Susan will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of June, no matter when you want the job started. Hey, happy June, by the way. June 1st, right? One person will come to you with the best team in the world, the Rhino Shield team. I cannot tell you how great they are. I had four guys, they came on the house. It was like a military operation. They cleaned it up. They took care of it. They did everything perfectly. Plus, when you get Rhino Shield, by the way, it's a ceramic coating. And when I'm sitting on the deck out back, I could see it's like a ceramic coating. And it just, when it rains, you know, the rain beads up, you know, protects your house like nothing else. Seals your house or commercial building, by the way. You got to do this on your building. It looks just like paint, and it has a 25-year guarantee. Are you kidding me? And Susan is offering no payment. payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Now, once things open up, there's going to be a backlog of construction jobs. So take advantage of Susan's offer to lock in a date now to put yourself at the front of the line. Support your local business. And Susan is she's an independent woman. She's got an independent business. She did it all by herself. We have such immense respect for this gal. We want you to call Rhino Shield today. Support your local small business. You're going to love Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Dan Proft. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
This segment is sponsored by Empire State Bank.
All right, can we deviate a little bit out of the day, out of the craziness? Oh, my God, thank you for being with us, by the way. We love you. Stay going along with us on this fight for civility, you know? So I want to just deviate for a second, and we want to thank our friends at Empire State Bank for highlighting people doing great things, you know, in the metropolitan area. And as you listen around the country, you know, you may think we're, you know, snarky, wise guy New Yorkers, you know what I mean? But we got big hearts, I'm telling you. There are a lot of great people. And Massimo Di Donna is one of those folks. He's of the Carl Vincent Bini Memorial Fund. Massimo, welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Nice to speak with you this morning. Thank you for having us.
Indeed. We love having you. What exactly is the Carl V. Bini Memorial Fund?
So the Carl Vincent Bini Memorial Fund is a local non-for-profit that is founded in honor of my father-in-law, firefighter Carl Vincent Bini, who was killed on September 11th. The mission of our organization is to help the local community in a time of need. And we formed in the early 2000s. I believe it was 2003. It was started by a couple of family members and friends. I wasn't in the picture until 2004. And a few years later, when my girlfriend became my fiance became my wife, I decided it was my passion to get involved and continue her honor, her father's honor and memory.
Yeah, this is great. And you thank your wife for, you know, her dad's you know, sacrifice for to the country there, Massimo. Hey, Massimo, raising money in this arena with all this pandemic and now with these riots going on, and I know working in the nonprofit arena all the time myself, not very easy these days, is it?
Absolutely not. So it's kind of crazy. Thank God I'm completely a volunteer, Joe. I've actually, I was listening to the interview, and we've met many times. I handle all the audio for you at Lorenzo's. That's my team that mixes your show.
Oh, Massimo, you do a great job there. What the, you know, Richard's coming on about an hour. Richard Nicotra, he's the owner of the Hilton, and within the Hilton is the best, it's the best club in America. Am I right, Massimo? Lorenzo's, right?
Hey, Richie and Lois did an amazing job bringing the arts to Staten Island, and what they give back to the community is amazing. But, the show is great. We've met many times. If you see me, you would know exactly who I am. I'm one of the guys floating around the back supervising. But,
you guys put it all. Listen, I appreciate it. You do a great job there. And hopefully we'll be going back there soon enough. You know, hey, and now that Massimo Empire State Bank and, you know, Phil Guarneri's group over there with Tom and Esmeralda and Jeannie Arsarno, they've created this forum for you. What would you like the general public as well as corporate donors to know and to what they could do in order to survive during this pandemic?
Well, the most important thing is that we have to thank the donors. The beginning of the year, our fundraising efforts are really unique. We do four events a year, one in January, one in February, one in June, and one in July. Obviously, June and July are canceled. For a small $400,000 a year organization, we've been recognized as one of the largest growing non-for-profits in the country, but we keep it intimate because we want to make sure that 92 cents of every dollar goes back into our cause. Yeah. So the only overhead we really have is the overhead that we can't afford to not have, insurance, any type of liabilities, accounting, legal, and so on and so forth. But the success of our organization is based on the small businesses and the donors, right? A gentleman like Phil Guarneri, Perry was a major event sponsor. He was the event sponsor at Al Gala at Al Beanie Bash, which was in early February at the Hilton. So we're going to really bring this in full circle. And the funding that night was so tremendous. And the mission of our organization is to be ready for any disaster. We're a stand-fast organization, and we're an immediate needs organization. So what's important is that for donors to know that when you donate to the Beanie Fund, number one, that 92 cents of every dollar goes into the community. But number two, I don't think it's appropriate with everything going on with almost 40 million Americans out on unemployment, me being one of them, to ask people to, you know, to try to do fundraising efforts, right? So if someone has a few dollars, we ask them to go to our website. And every dollar counts. I mean, people, you know, don't understand that, you know, every non-for-profit throughout the country is suffering. And it just would be distasteful to really turn around and ask somebody, you know, to go in their pocket.
Yep.
You know, so it's kind of a weird thing to say, but if someone had the ability, we'd really appreciate it. But some of the things that we've done is we've put money back into small businesses. And you might turn around and say, wait a second, as a non-for-profit, how did you do that?
So our
organization, and most Staten Island organizations, truthfully, are built on the back of small business owners and the general public. And we felt no greater need than to immediately, when the pandemic started, we saw that all of our first responders on Staten Island, we saw all first responders needed the PPE, okay? They needed that personal protection equipment. And we immediately got 30,000 masks, and we delivered them to every police precinct. We delivered to every firehouse on Staten Island. We gave every one of them
Massimo, we got a break. I appreciate it. Where can we find you to make a donation to the Beanie Memorial Fund?
www.beaniefund.org.
There it is. Through it all, you're stepping up for people in need. God bless you for that, Massimo, and we appreciate it very much. We're going to Massimo Di Donna right there, and thanks to Phil Guarneri and Empire State Bank for always supporting the small businesses all throughout New York. 8:50 right now, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening right now as you take a ride to the Bronx River Parkway North by the Sprain. That's closed with construction getting up through Yonkers. Still seeing some issues here in Brooklyn on DeKalb Avenue by Malcolm X Boulevard. Ongoing fire department activity there because of a building fire. The Grand Central Parkway eastbound at Kew Gardens, construction right on that ramp. And traffic moving slowly on the northbound Van Wyck right into Kew Gardens because of the construction. Jackie Robinson has construction westbound as well, right by Metropolitan Avenue. And let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to the eastbound BQE. Still moving pretty slowly here, getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge to prepare for some stop-and-go traffic over there. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you on the westbound BQE at Meeker Morgan with some ongoing road work. 18 southbound getting into Colts Neck, a collision reported by 537. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch like you will experience at Empire State Bank. In business for over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large impersonal corporate banks. Want to be treated with respect? Want to know your banker by first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe on Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Gallagher explains COVID numbers.
God willing, this coronavirus thing is going to continue to subside. It's an interesting thing to watch the media say, look at 20 states, cases are increasing. And then you look at each state, they're talking about more positive cases. But of course, there is extraordinarily more testing going on. So you're going to have more cases.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And
Doug.
Check it out, Limu. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, can we try this, guys? Can we try this?
Let's try it. It actually is a pretty fun game. We actually
it is. This is a great game. Look, if there's a silver lining, I want to try it. Lord knows we need to deviate from the craziness of the day. If there's a silver lining to this home sheltering phenomenon and all that's going on aside from that, it's the ability to reconnect with our immediate family, coming up with creative ways to entertain ourselves. Charlie is with me now. Hi, Charlie. Say hi there, Charlie.
Hi.
There's my little girl. Listen to this. This is going to be a great game. We got to play this game, right? It's called Incarnate Game. Incarnate Games is a fabulous new music party game, and it's called Sing for Your Supper. All right, we're going to play it now, give you a chance to win the actual game. Lord knows we need a little something like that, right, Charlie? Just to take away from the craziness that's going on in the world. All right, here's how it works. We're going to give you clues. Stay with me on this. We're going to give you clues like the music, genre, and decade, as well as the scrambled lyrics. And as soon as you think you know the correct title of the song, then you can give us a call, 877-970-2999. How am I doing, Frank? We got this down?
Absolutely. So people, if they get the clue, we're only going to give one game away. The first person to call, that's the person that wins. So if 20 people call, we don't want to hear complaints that we didn't give them 20 games. First person only.
All right. And the clue is, Al, I'm going to ask that you read the clue because you know these songs better than I do. Give us the clue. And if you get this, then you'll win a game. Go ahead, Albert.
Okay. It is nearing sunrise and bulbs shut their weary blinkers. I will shortly be alongside you, my dear, to deliver my morning shocker. I will be alongside you, baby, shortly. I will be alongside you as the constellations begin plummeting. I have remained patient for a while to arrive at the place I am going within the sunlight of your romance.
What the? I have no idea. Charlie, can you figure that one out? You know music. No idea. But if you know what that is, lyrics from a song. And do we give the year? Do we give the year, guys? Can we give the, is that the hint?
Sure. You can give the year.
It's from the 1960s.
I should know this. I do not know this. Those are the lyrics. If you recognize a song, give us a call at 877-970-2999, and you will win a game from that Sing for Your Supper. Today, available on Amazon. Hey, Joey Lumberg is standing by. Joe, it looks like a beautiful day. I've got to actually fly in a plane today. Is it holding up pretty good and all down the southern part of the United States where I'm going?
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty good down there. Hopefully everything will be safe and secure where you're going. Sunshine will prevail today, low 70s. And it looks like we're in that low to maybe mid-70s range tomorrow. Just a slight chance of an afternoon shower. Shower and thunderstorm risk is much higher later Wednesday in advance of a front. But we bust into some warm, humid weather on Wednesday. Temperatures mid to upper 80s. And we're going to stay in the 80s, I think, for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday across the area.
Great stuff. Well done, Joe Lumberg. Thanks so much. 8:57, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Look at the phones blowing up, man. You guys are smart. I don't know what the answer to that is. We'll address it when we come back. Will Chesney will join us. Richard Nikocha, Congressman Jason Lewis will join us. And you always at 877-970-2999. And we'll have the answer to what that song that Al sang from the 1960s. I have no idea what it is. Joe, you know what? We're going to get through this. We will. This is the craziest of times. We got through the pandemic. We're going to get through the riots. And I love you for being the great patriot that you are. Joe Piscopo on the radio. And we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
57 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The former Arthur Brisbane Child Treatment Center is demolished this morning. The 100-year-old facility, the scene of fire over the weekend, and is now under investigation. Several departments responded to flames shooting out the windows of the former psychiatric hospital. The location was the home of a former newspaper man who died in 1936. The location closed as a treatment facility in 2005. Mayor de Blasio ordering a review of the violent protests that occurred over the weekend in New York City in connection to the police custody death of George Floyd in Minnesota. Storefronts were smashed in, police cars set on fire, and there were hundreds of arrests and officers injured. The mayor blames the violence on a small percentage of protesters who he calls anarchists. He says they planned together in advance online. Dentists can reopen in New York today with social distancing measures in place. Dentists and hygienists will be wearing masks, eye protection gloves, and protective clothing during dental procedures. There'll also be staggered staff and fewer people in the office at a time. Oil prices mixed as OPEC and its allies consider extending production cuts aimed at supporting prices. International benchmark Brent crude up a nickel a barrel to $37.89. West Texas Intermediate crude is down 25 cents to $35.24 a barrel. There are reports that OPEC and Russia are moving closer to agreeing on a date to consider extending production costs. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.